Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Sin tu amor me voy a enloquecer. Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done?
Something I keep searching for. Well, each night I say I'll go straight home, but something inside of me takes me to the corner bar. Down at the corner bar you'll find me, sitting there beneath the neon star. Is not, I'll have some old floozy in my arms down at the corner bar. My baby said she's sick and tired of sitting home alone. Someday I know I'm gonna go too far. Yeah, I know some night when I come in, I'm gonna find her there. She'll beat me to the corner bar. Down at the corner bar I'll find her, sitting there beneath the neon star. Guess not, I'll find her in the arms. arms of some old drunk down at the corner bar. Yeah, I'll find her at the corner bar.
Hey friends, this is Tony Booth, and you're listening to the man, Tracy Pitcock's playing the best in traditional country music right here on FM 95.3, Brady, Texas.
Tracy.
Yes.
This is Scooter.
Hey, Scooter, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. Happy birthday to us.
There you go. That's right, for sure.
I tried to call last week, but couldn't get through.
Yeah, we were doing that was a rebroadcast from last Thursday. Sorry about that.
No big deal. Could you play Room 44 for me, please?
And I'll do it for you.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Got a ticket for the early evening train. Sit in 7 days, sweetheart, you know I'll be home again. But a loving wife ain't loving when she's loving on the run. And so began the story of my life, chapter one. The telephone, it rang at the closing of the door. Will you meet me at the Lincoln in room 44? She wrote the message by the phone like so many of us do. When she went to meet her lover, she forgot it, chapter two. I know the story, behind the story of the room. Stepped inside to get the key. There's only one room left to give you. It's room 33. I just rented 44 to a family. She said, that's all right, I'll take it. Thanks a lot, chapter 3. So now the stage is set. Let's go back up on the train. Trip's been canceled and he's heading home again. He reads a note that's by the phone just as he comes through the door. And he takes down that old shotgun, loads it up, chapter 4. He walks up to the motel with tears in his eyes. He comes to room 44, breaks down the door and shoots everyone inside. The sound of that old shotgun could be heard from miles around. And without a word, he turns the gun upon himself and falls to the ground. From the window, I watched it all happen in room 33. Because I'm the one he was looking for. His wife was with me. And I swear by the Lord above, I'll never cheat again. I'll have to live with this forever. That's the story. This is the end. And that's the story, behind the story of the room number 44 of the Lincoln County Motel. Though I'd only been there once before, though I'd only been there once before.
Request a song.
Okay.
Big Iron on His Hip.
Big Iron on His Hip by Marty Robbins.
Yes, sir.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
To the town of Albury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. Slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came
riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 119 more. 119 more. Strangers started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red in mottled leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Little
big iron for you from the great Marty Robbins. Man, what a great entertainer, what a great singer in this country music business, and what a lot of great hits he had as well throughout the years. And I loved all those gunfighter songs that he recorded. We've got more requests and dedications coming up for you tonight. We appreciate it very much, and always good to hear from all of you tuned in on the Hits Radio program for tonight. And I want to mention to you that if you get an opportunity, we'd love for you to come visit us at the Art of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend, 1701 South Bridge Street in Brady. It's always good to have you with us, and we'd love to have you visit us. Free admission this weekend at the museum, and we had just a stellar 10 days. We had hundreds and hundreds of folks that visited us through the Art of Texas Country Music Festival times, and we appreciate that so very much. Do this one out to Dale Scott tonight. Here's one from Nat Stuckey.
Lord, there's just no love to give her. I used it all on you. She's an angel, and she could fill any man.
There's one called I Used It All On You, Nat Stuckey. Nat Stuckey wrote lots of great songs in the business. I guess his all-time biggest hit was a little tune called Papa Top that he wrote for the great Jim Ed Brown, and of course Alan Jackson recorded it as well. Good to hear from James. He asked if I would play this song out in a memory of Wes today on his birthday. Happy to do it. Here's George Strait with one called Amarillo by Morning.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. That judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San
Yes, I'd like to request the song Kiss an Angel Good Morning and Old Violin.
Well, I've already played Old Violin tonight, but I can play Kiss an Angel Good Morning.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Good morning, and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back.
good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Yeah, Down the Road of Daddy's Dream by Daryl McCall.
Daryl McCall for you tonight. I'll do it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in.
Barefoot, running across a field of Alabama, fresh plowed ground. Jumping rows and stubborn toes, I'd run that old mule down. And Daddy up his water jug, he'd say, boy, my throat sure is dry. Pull out his old bandana and wipe the sweat from his eyes. I'd take hold of his calloused hands and we'd go sit down in the shade. And he'd tell me about the places we were gonna see someday. We'd talk about the ocean and hear the tide come rolling in. With simple words he'd paint a picture of a place he'd never been.
Tracy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing just great.
Thanks. Do you have My Own Peculiar Way by Curtis Potter?
No, I've got it.
Can you play that and also The Old Violin by Johnny Paycheck, please?
I'll do it for you tonight.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
It would be a comfort just to know never doubt me, even though I give you cause most every day. Sometimes I think that you'd be better off without me. My own peculiar way.
sometimes my mind should wander. To a suddenly remembered yesterday. Cause my mind could never stay too long away from you. I'll always love you in my own peculiar way. And though I may not always be the way you'd have me be,
can you play Empty Glass by Gary Stewart?
Empty Glass by Gary Stewart. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir, Tracy. How about something by Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman?
I'll be happy to. The father of country music.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Blues will make me ramble, and the rails are leading west. I'm feeling awful lonesome, pleasure I can't find. I'm leaving you, mean mama, just to worry you off of my mind.
Play the Holy Hills of Home by Dottie Rambo.
Holy Hills of Home by Dottie Rambo. I'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Holy Hills of Heaven call me to mansions bright across the a prison.
hopes are gone and hearts are free.
Whiskey River and anything by Red Savine.
Whiskey River and Red Savine. We'll do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm drowning in a whiskey river, bathing my memory and mind in the wetness of its soul. Current flow from my mind and warm my empty heart she left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind, don't let her memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. River, bathing my memory and mind in the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flow from my mind and warm my empty heart she left so cold.
On the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on channel 19 when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, "Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear." Well, I keyed the mic and I said, "You got it, Teddy Bear." And the little boy's voice came back on the air. "Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end?" I told him my handle, and then he began. "Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk." I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. "This was my dad's radio," the little boy said. But I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in the blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess that's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was gonna take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, "Someday this old truck will be yours, teddy bear." But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy bear's gonna back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, "Before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend?" Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, "So long, trucker, I'll catch you again." Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. "Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true." I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. And goodbye.
Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One full of stew, and on the stew sets his fool me. One full of stew, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no mount, I ain't seen your man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just go to your dream
and make room for more. One full of stew is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One full of stew
this fool me? One fool in the still is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One fool on the stool, and on the stool such a fool me. One fool on the stool, and on the stool such a fool me.
Yes, Tracy, this is Ben Franklin in Bill, Texas.
Yes.
I'd like to... for you to play something in memory of Yule Pig. You probably remember a lot of the songs he requests.
Sure.
So if you do that, I appreciate it.
I'll be happy to. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Pickup in a card game in New Orleans. Lost my girl to a stranger in L.A. Left my dreams in a motel in Atlanta. And I lost my mind along the way. Can't you see I'm dying on my feet? I'm walking to my grave, too stoned to weep. Them old memories that's tearing up my dreams of a dreamer gone blind. The bright lights have gone away. Good times. That old yearning in my soul chills my brain. The ashes of my years have been scattered by the laughter, lights, and wine of yesterday.
The Dreams of a Dreamer Gone Blind, but Daryl McCall from old friend Yul Ray. Miss Yul Ray, no doubt about it. Be sure and stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show coming your way next. We're looking forward to working with Taylor Lynn and Trey Twitty tomorrow. We'll be down in New Braunfels, Texas, working with Trey and also Taylor. Here's one for Cindy tonight. She wanted to hear Taylor's grandma sing a little song called You Ain't Woman Enough.
You say you're gonna take my man.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.